there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My guest today is having a moment. She's just about to start on an amazing world tour. She's got a critically acclaimed album, Crazy Mad For Me. And now she has been nominated for International Artist of the Year at the Bloody Brits. Buckle up, hold down your panini, it's Seema! This is the final boarding call for Seema. This is the final boarding call for Seema. Final boarding call for Seema. Thank you. Oh my God, look who we've got on board. Seema, how are you doing?
Ahoy, sailor.
Hello. Now, listen, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
You turned up at my house wearing a balaclava. I thought it was a heist.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to steal all of your things.
You suit a balaclava.
I don't.
I wore a pink one. I look like a dildo.
Oh, well, maybe it's the colour.
Yeah.
And there's ones you can get that I saw one recently and it's a full-on, it was like rainbow knit, but it just had little eye holes and a little mouth hole, like a gimp mask, but mohair. So that's good.
Because you were telling me about a Woolies. Now, that's like people who are sexual, get turned on by mohair.
Yeah, they like
is it
wear...
You, to be honest?
It is a little bit me. I've only found out about it like 2 weeks ago, and I feel like I've been thinking about it more than someone who isn't a Woolie would think about it. So maybe it's like unearthed something in my psyche that I wasn't aware of before. But it's basically people who just wear big mohair outfits and like nothing else, and it just touches off their naked skin because they like the feel of it.
Ooh.
And people like to look at the feel of it. So like they'll be posing sexually, but they're completely fully clothed, but just in mohair.
That's turning me on a little bit.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
I went on a date recently and the man hinted to me that he was into leather.
Mm.
Now, I'm very vanilla.
Mm.
What would you say? Do you reckon I should wear leather? I mean, I'm just worried about, you know, the ball that they put in the mouth. I get very claustrophobic.
Yeah.
If I, like a sucky sweet, I feel like I'm gagging. So a whole plastic, is it plastic or rubber ball?
It's rubber.
What is it, rubber? Oh, I think the lady does protest.
It's rubber.
It's rubber. But I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, you want to be there for other people's needs, don't you?
But not at the dismissal of your own. If you're not into leather, then don't do it. Like, if it's not something that you're like, ooh, that's cool. But if it doesn't, if you're like, oh, maybe. If yeah. you're a little bit intrigued by it, then go for it and, you know, yeah. put yourself out there. But if you're immediately like, not into
yeah.
it, then no.
I might bring out something mohair.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
into mohair.
Yeah.
I'm a womble.
No,
was it?
A womble.
Womble.
A woolly.
Woolly. I've got something to tell you. I'm a womble.
You do the leather, and then next week he does the wool. It's perfect.
Oh my God, we can go through every fabric.
Yeah, linen. Scratchy.
Next week it's nylon. So listen, tell us about you travel. You're starting out on an amazing tour. So basically, this is perfect, this podcast for you, because you are traveling. You're going everywhere on this tour. Europe, America, everywhere. And I'm coming to see you. We're going to plan that out.
Yes, at a secret location.
Yeah. What are you like as a traveler? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I think I might. It might be a bit of Stockholm syndrome because I kind of, I don't want to say I don't have a choice, but I am definitely heavily pressurized into a lot of travel in my job.
Of course.
I have to kind of be on tour all the time. And currently, I don't have a fixed abode anymore. And I do just live out of a suitcase because I wasn't arse paying rent when I'm like literally 9 months of this year is going to be me traveling.
Of course. Why pay the rent? So why, I was like, why should a landlord get all your money?
Exactly. When I could give it to me. give it to me to buy some mohair.
Some more balaclavas.
Yeah. Ooh, the gimp mask. So I live out of a suitcase, so I think I am quite a good traveller, and I have basically all of my worldly possessions down to just a single big suitcase.
Yeah.
And that is what I live out of. So if you see me repeating an outfit, you will.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a choice. I have like 3 bottoms and like 4 tops or whatever, but like, you know, it is what it is. I think I'm quite a good traveller. And yeah. also, even when I'm not on tour, if I get like 3 weeks off, I will just be like, going on holiday.
Yeah.
I will get a little, I'd go to Paris. Yeah. Like literally anything that's like easy, I will just go. So I think I do love traveling. Yeah.
You love traveling.
Yeah.
I've got to ask, you've got dental jewellery. Does that set off the metal detector when you go through?
No, it doesn't, because I think I got the cheaper one, which is like plastic, but they've been on for a year. These two have been on for a year, and that one's been on for almost 2 years.
Can you, do you brush around it?
Yeah, you just brush on top of it. It's like,
what's
you know.
What's it like underneath, though? Is it going to be brown?
I have a theory that it's going to be like the opposite. I think it's going to be cleaner than the rest of my teeth.
Oh, like when you take a picture down and yeah. you go, you dirty bastard, yeah. and you have not cleaned.
Yeah. I really do.
I hate that when you take it down, you're like, you dirty bastard, Alan. You have not even cleaned this room.
Yeah, like the smoke stains everywhere. Yeah. No, yeah, I think it's actually going to be cleaner than the rest of my teeth. So there's a part of me that wants to do it all across to like preserve my teeth.
Like Goldie. Do you remember Goldie?
Yeah, I love him. Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
The guy from Jaws kind of hot. No? Wait, no. Jaws from James Bond.
Well, no, I know. Is that who we're talking about? Shark. I didn't even fancy the shark. And that's it. Woof. No, I know you meant, though, that's all. Yeah. I fancy the shark more than that man. He wasn't a looker. I know I'm not a looker, but he was like...
Yeah, but he was tall.
He was not nice looking.
He was tall.
He's listening. He's tall, but...
I think he's dead.
Oh, no.
Rest in peace.
I'm sorry. No, but I'm not... If his family listening, I apologise. Sorry, he's dead.
He's tall, though.
He's tall.
Excuse me, sir, I don't mean to get all up in your grill, that's what the youngsters say, but can you please remove all the jewelled trinkets from your teeth? It's like you've got the whole of Claire's accessories in your gob. Thank you.
And where did you go on holiday as a kid?
So we went to the same place every year. So if I recall correctly, my dad and uncle bought like a mobile home for about 6 people on a campsite in the north of France 1 year, and then we never had to pay for like accommodation ever again.
Oh wow.
Right, and it was really cheap, but also there was about 13 of us, and so I would be on a single bunk bed with my little cousin Leisha, and we'd kind of sleep like this. And then I think it was my brother and my cousin Reen up top, and they'd also just be like this. So there would be four kids in like one bunk bed. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So we did that for like, I feel like 6 years, 7 years or something.
But how do you look back at that? Because I had caravan holidays, and you look back and you go, oh my God, they were the best days of your life. But when you look back, you know, it stank of gas. It was like, you know, so small. If you open like the microwave door, everyone had to duck.
Yeah. I actually really enjoyed it. I have lots of really weird memories from that time because I was quite a strange child.
No.
I used to like... So it would be... We'd be 6 weeks because I don't know... You know, the Irish school holidays are 3 months long.
That's amazing.
Yeah, school holidays are 3 months long.
Is that legal?
To help with the harvest.
Wow.
We're not farmers.
No. How did you help the harvest?
just by being chill and gorgeous. But yeah, so basically the mission was my dad and my uncle would be like, okay, let's get rid of all of these children and women for 6 weeks. So we drive over in a Previa to France on like a ferry. And that would take 2 days to drive from Ireland to France on the ferry. And then it would be a 10-hour drive from Calais to the campsite. And then we'd just be there for 6 weeks. And the campsite was in the back arse of nowhere. So my mom, like, we'd wake up at 9 a.m. and my mom would be just like, just leave the mobile home and do whatever you want to do because you can't really go anywhere. Yeah. So I'd spend pretty much 6 weeks like by myself wandering around with my hands clasped behind my back, just like thinking of things. And I was quite a religious child. But that was, I'd just be pondering everything. I'm like,
So you didn't play games, you just thought.
No, I went on the slide.
Oh, okay.
The slide is class, but then eventually...
I feel depressed listening to this.
But then eventually...
What games did you play? Thinking... I love that game.
I honestly did. I'd spent so much time like walking around by myself and like thinking. Oh. And then when I was like 9, because I'm quite a romantic person, by 9 I was like, okay, my life is, you know, is running away from me. You know, I really got to get direction on this thing. I'm going to start praying to God, actual God, every morning, every night, and a little bit during the day. For a boyfriend. I used to literally walk around by myself and be like, please God, bring me a boyfriend.
Oh.
Like in this fucking French campsite.
Oh, and I know he's listening, like the Maiden
Jaws. Like
my
I
God,
was so,
my God.
I was so desperate. And then I'd like start.
Did he deliver?
No. I think I got one shift when I was 12. And then I
one
like.
Shift.
Like kiss. Like.
Oh, is that Irish for
shifting,
kiss?
Shifting.
Oh, because shift for me is like when you work.
Yeah, I got one shift when I was 12 with a boy. Like, I was kind of forced into it by my friend at a disco. And I believe he is now gay. And we did that one shift. And then...
Your kiss made him gay?
Possibly. and then I didn't kiss anyone again until I was 19 years old. Oh. 18 or 19. 18, I think.
So you haven't had, like, a holiday romance?
No. There was one boy... Oh. Who his name was Sword, and I'll never forget him. He's Dutch.
Sword.
So this campsite, right? It was like in France, but it was for Dutch people. Mm. So all of the people that we would have socialized with a little bit were like Dutch kids. So they had like they all could speak like enough English, but not like amazing English. So a lot of our friendship was them being like, "Look at my chips tail." So chips was the Dutch version of steps that was really popular.
Oh, tragedy.
Yeah, so they're like steps, but they're Dutch and they're called chips with a Z, right? And they had all these songs. And one was called Cowboy. And Cowboy, running in a rodeo.
They were Cowboy.
My feeling's gone. Can't go on, it's Cowboy. So, yeah. But this guy Sword, he loved me. And we would like walk around and like look at the stars and stuff and like hold hands, but we never kissed because it would have been too much. And also, I was definitely like 10. But yeah, then we became friends on Facebook and he used to message me like once a year, every year until I deleted my Facebook, which is like when I was 21. He never forgot me. But there was also a guy, sorry, going
oh,
off.
Oh, hello. There's also coming out now.
No.
1 minute you're walking around with your arms behind your back thinking, now it's like, basically an orgy.
I was manifesting.
Then there was another one, and then there was another one.
Another guy on this campsite who's a Dutch kid as well. And I believe he's like the only living descendant of Vincent van Gogh. And I also added him on Facebook as well. And him and his mom every year on the anniversary of Vincent van Gogh's death would like, they would like dress up as him and they would like wrap a bandage around their head and like have blood on there. And they'd be like, rest in peace, Vincent. And like blood on the ear and stuff. Dutch people are mental.
That's insane.
Yeah, Dutch people are crazy.
Did
I love
them. Was he ginger?
No, he was like, well, he was that blondie kind of.
That's the genes, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he's like a cage fighter now. The last that I heard of him, which was, I guess, a couple of years ago, was like, he was getting a lot of pictures with tigers in Thailand and then like getting shredded and like beating people up with his bare fists in a cage.
Oh, okay. You make him sound like, was it Lion King? No, who's the man? Was it Tiger?
Oh, Tiger King!
Was it the Tiger King?
No.
Did he have like a moustache?
He didn't have a moustache the last time I heard. But yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to start our embarkation. If you have an emotional support woolly, can you please make yourself known to the staff? Thank you.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. Can you tan? Because you're a redhead. Can you tan?
No. Oh, no. No, I just get third degree burns.
Really?
Yeah. The first time we went to America, I was 14 and all of us went over. And like, I am so ginger that I'm never ever like the whole. I feel like a lot of my childhood was like waking up in the morning to my mother like slapping me with sun cream before I'd even woken up because she was just like, I'm not doing this. Like, ah, you know the way your mom puts sun cream on you? And it's like, it's like that kind of thing. So like that was most of my childhood. And flew in, it was the Jersey Shore. For whatever reason, we went to the Jersey Shore and we landed there, or I guess we got in at like 6 p.m. or 7 p.m.
This is America, Jersey, America. Not Jersey, the island.
No, New Jersey, Jersey Shore. And it was around the time of the popularity of the program, Jersey Shore.
Yes, yes.
So I was very excited. But we got there and everyone was like, oh, let's go out for dinner. It's like 6:30, 7. So it's 6:30 or 7 p.m. I start walking around. Like, the sun is almost gone and it's overcast. So my mom was like, ah, you'll be fine without sun cream. Like, don't even worry. I woke up the next morning and there's a picture of me somewhere. I'd probably have to text my sister to find it. But I was a lobster. And my skin was so burnt that I blistered everywhere. Ooh. And I had, because obviously I was so run down, my mouth just became like one big cold sore.
Oh.
And so I wasn't allowed out for the whole rest of the holiday. I have to sit indoors with my nanny watching the Michael Jackson memorial. Because that was all that was on the television, because Michael Jackson had just died.
That's the most depressing story I've ever heard.
So it's just me and my nanny sitting inside and like thinking and talking about Michael Jackson.
Thinking and talking.
And I wasn't allowed out until the night time, like until it was fully dark, and then I'd be allowed like go out for dinner and like look at the amusements and stuff. But I was nocturnal, yeah.
Thinking, that's a good game. You don't have to pack it. It's travel. It's a travel game, thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to like go to bed early when I was a kid because I used to share a room with my sister. So I'd go to bed early, so I'd just lie down in my bed and just like think about things. I love it.
Can we talk about John Grant?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that duet on your own. Where are your kids tonight?
Oh.
I love him. I think I fancy him.
I fancy him. He's without nice. A shadow of a doubt in my mind. Have you ever met him?
I met him. I went to, because I'm a big fan, went to see his show at Hammersmith Apollo. Then I met him afterwards and I was like, oh my God. And I just love him. Yeah. Everything he does is just brilliant.
He is a beautiful, beautiful man. And like his talking voice is even better than his singing voice in a way. Like when he's talking to you, he's like, darling. I'm like, like, and like, I've been obsessed with him since I was about 15 because he did other voices and it was like broadcast on the telly or something. And that's when I came across him and he was singing with Conor O'Brien from Villagers. And I literally became obsessed with him. And like when I entered the music industry properly, I think I spent about 3 years finding people who had ever worked at John Grant and being like, can you tell him about me? Can you tell him about me? I love him. And like, I think I might have creeped him out on some level. But then eventually got the song to him and he loved it.
Oh, so you approached him?
Oh, yeah. He was not approaching me.
Oh,
he was not approaching me. But I love him. I love him dearly. And I didn't get to meet him because he recorded his part in Reykjavik and I recorded my part in Norway. And I didn't meet him until the day we filmed the music video.
Oh, which is so 80s.
Oh, I know. Because we had to think, because he was kind of like, I'd love to be in the music video, but I don't really like acting, right? Because I think he'd seen all my videos where I'm like, and like whatever it is that I do.
100% in that video, then he's sort of like scowling, looking all moody and sexy.
I think he's just like, I don't know how to do that. And he wasn't comfortable. So we had to come up with a solution for a music video that would still look like one of mine, but wouldn't involve any like acting or scenes or like narrative. So then my manager was like, why don't you just recreate the music video for At Least Now I Know Him Well.
Yes.
From Chess.
A bit of, yes.
Elaine Page. And that's literally
Barbara Dixon
and Elaine Page. Yes. Yeah. Wasn't it good? So good.
Wonderful. I want him to do the podcast. Can you put in the... I will have to go to Reykjavik.
I don't know if you want me to be the person. I think he'd do it, though. I think he would do it.
I met him backstage and he didn't know who I was. And then someone must have told him, because the next time I met him, he went, oh, hello, Alan.
Well, no, hello, Alan.
Yeah. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Alan. It's your own act. I'm here for my lawyers. So what are you like when you do travel? Will you have street food? Will you go off piste? Or will you just have like Mackie D's? What do you have when you're holiday?
I will eat anything and everything, first of all, because I love food. But I will specifically try to eat whatever is good in that country. I'm not a McDonald's girly. I'm not like, I need something normal that I know what it is. I try to eat whatever is good in that town or that country.
Will you have crickets in Mexico, will you?
Yeah.
Snails, frog legs.
I had frog legs last time I was in Paris.
Oh.
It was just like chicken wings.
Everyone says that,
but a bit greasy and a bit bonier.
Yeah.
It was just like chicken wings. But then as well, I'm not going to lie, you can literally see the entire body of the frog. And like blood was shed, do you know what I mean? Because it's
when
you eat frog's legs, you're eating a bowl of frogs. Like you're eating an entire family. Wipe out. Like, do you know what I mean? Blood was shed for that bowl of frog's legs. Like you are eating, like they serve you like 20. You know, if you're eating chicken wings, although I guess it's the same thing because chickens only have two wings.
But people have to be honest here. Chickens have got families as well.
Yeah, they do.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone goes, oh, the poor frogs. I mean, fucking what chickens?
But I suppose half the amount of chickens are dying for a bowl of chicken wings then with the frog. Like it's just a family of tiny frogs.
Oh, stop it.
And then you're like, delicious. And, you know, but it's good. It's good. But I will eat anything. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything. But yeah, it has to be good. I'm a bit of a snob when it comes to food, though, I'm not gonna lie.
Have you ever been to Abracababra in Dublin?
Of course I have. Abracababra is still there. As far as I know, it's still there.
I got the IP card. They said I can queue jump.
Whoa.
My agent got an Abracababra. I must have said this before. I've got an Abracababra VIP card. You can queue jump whenever and get to the front of it. Have you tried that in Dublin on a Saturday night at 2:30?
You'd get your head kicked in.
Alan Carr coming through. I need a kebab. I've got my card. Thank you. Yeah, that's really going to work. But I can jump the queue in. There's one in Cork. It's one in Cork and one in Dublin. So, yeah, I've got Abracababra VIP. I must find there it is.
Yeah.
Don't use it as often as I
queue
like.
Jumping is genuinely never worth it in Ireland because it's not a good thing. One time I queue jumped the George on like a Saturday night, right?
Because yeah,
I
was the gay bar.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be big headed. But my friend was DJing and there was a mural painted of me on the side of the wall at the time.
Come on.
And I queue jumped and everyone in the queue was like, like, give it to me. I was like, I'm sorry. I have to go. I have a gig.
Did you point at the mural and say hello?
I thought maybe wasn't the best time, but I was kind of just like, there's literally a painting of me on the side of the wall here. Let me go in. Yeah. Let me go in. But it was sad. It's not worth it in Dublin. They're like, you're too big headed. You're too full of yourself. You're not allowed to like yourself, really.
No.
For Catholics.
They don't like you being too big for your boots.
Yeah.
They don't paint a fucking mural. I mean, that's gonna go to your head, isn't it? Yeah. Like, I'm not being funny. I'm quite shy. Yeah. If I had a fucking mural of me, I'm like, hello.
Yeah. No, it was only a temporary mural, but look,
temporary,
you know. Yeah. You know them ones they do them. They, you get them for 6 months and then there's another
Banksy.
Thing.
Did Banksy do it?
No, it's like an ad.
I don't think that it's Banksy.
Oh, it's Banksy.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah.
Exclusive. Thank you.
Banksy.
Thank you, Banksy.
Thank you, Banksy. Love you.
Have you ever been on holiday with a celebrity, or have you been on holiday with a celebrity, or have you been in the same hotel or the same flight? We've had Flo Rida, we've had Jeremy Kyle, Beyonce, and I always use it. Michael McIntyre was on holiday in Italy and Madonna came in on a horse.
I have a really good one. The last time I was on holidays, I stayed. So specifically went to LA, stayed in the Chateau Marmont for a night because I was like, fuck it. I want to stay there.
You've got to.
Graham Parsons shot his album artwork here. I want to be here. It was also when there was like the hurricane. So it was the very day of the hurricane. So it was like piss and rain outside and like things were shaking. So I stayed there. It was fabulous. Everyone was like, oh, I just had to stay in the Marmont. I was like, whatever. So I was there for basically 2 days, like stayed for one night and then like hung around until the evening time until it was weird. And then we left and went to like a really cheap hotel. And then my boyfriend had left his AirPods underneath the bed. So we had to go back in later that week. And while we were there, we were like, we went to the Comedy Store that night, actually. But so while we were there, we were like, ah, fuck it, we'll go and we'll have champagne and oysters. In the little patio. And I had kept making jokes about the fact that I was the only person that's ever gone to the Chateau and not seen another famous person. And we were like cracking jokes about that. Me and we were like, ha! What is it? Fuck it. Diana Ross walks in, right? And I knew it was her. This is the thing, right? She's about 4 foot tall and she was linked
on.
She was
taller, come on.
Nah, she's tiny. She's tiny, right? So she was linked on to this guy who's possibly her bodyguard, but a very tall, handsome young man. She had like a little
like
bit.
Yours.
She had like a bit of a.
The shark. She came in with a shark.
Da 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 da.
Come in. Sorry, I'm pissing over your story. Please carry
so
on.
So she comes in. She comes in and she's wearing a face mask, but it's like a white silk face mask with like things on the side, and her hair is like Diana Ross's hair, and she's wearing what I believe was like a 3-piece all white silk Chanel suit, and then had like a white like cane, but it was like absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. And she kind of walked like this, and I was like, obviously, I was like, these oysters so tasty and good. But the whole time, like, writing notes on my phone, showed to my boyfriend to be like, that's fucking Diana Ross. That's Diana Ross. And he was like, no way. That's not Diana Ross. I was like, I know Diana Ross. When I see Diana Ross, it's fucking Diana Ross. And he was like, no way, no way, no way. 5 minutes later, Tracy Ellis Ross walks in. And she's tall. And then she walks in and across the courtyard, she's like, hi, Mom. And I was like...
there, proof.
And what's the worst? And they were having like a family function or anything. I wasn't actually eavesdropping on their conversation, but I was just like kind of shaking like silent. We're sitting like here, and their table is behind us. And there's like loads of them. It's like family, sisters, kids, and all that. It seems like really lovely. And this, I think this is probably one of the most embarrassing things I'll ever admit. But the next person walked in, and keep in mind, Diana Ross, Tracy Ellis Ross, The next person that walked in is probably the most starstruck I've ever been in my life. And it was Ashley Simpson. Sister of Jessica Simpson. Star of Autobiography. The reality TV show from MTV in the early 2000s. Because she was like, I worshipped her when I was like, I was like, seven. Like she walked in and I was like, it's Ashley Simpson. And the whole time I'm texting my sister, like me and Willie are having a conversation that is not a real conversation, but a placeholder conversation of not actual words so that we can try and hear whatever's going on here. So I'm like, yes, oysters, so good. And also champagne. And yes, can't wait for Comedy Store and Marc Maron. So funny. Like doing all this like fake language, but the whole time my thumbs are like this, texting my sisters. And I'm like, Sarah Rose, Ashley Simpson, Ashley Simpson, it's Ashley Simpson. Like I lost my mind. On a Monday, I'm waiting. Like I was losing my mind.
That is amazing.
That's the most famous. Those are the most famous people I've ever seen. Period. Point blank. Period. Like.
Yeah.
Maybe not Ashley Simpson, but definitely Diana Ross and Tracy Ellis.
Where do you see her? You know, I live in West London. You see celebs all the time, but you never see that.
You never
quality.
See Diana Ross.
You never see Taste the Difference celebrities.
Yeah.
I see a lot of Value Ham. That's an M&S celebrity.
I don't even think Diana Ross is a celebrity anymore. She's Diana Ross.
She's an icon.
She's transcended it. She's like Elvis. She's like that level.
Yeah.
And then like eventually we left the chateau to walk to the Comedy Store and we got like a safe distance enough away and I just went on my phone and immediately put on Coming Out, obviously. Like I literally lost my mind.
It would have been amazing if she'd been hearing you shouting out your oysters and she went, enjoy your fucking oysters, and just walked out. Don't listen to my fucking chat again.
Oh, no.
Come in.
No, but it was amazing.
Do you know what? I mean, have you ever seen that interview? We all think we're like really original everything. And then did you see that Chaka Khan interview where she went, please just say hello, Chaka. She went, don't say Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
Because I bet, and I would feel, I would be that dick.
Yeah, who would say
that. But she says, don't say it. Just say hello, Chaka, because how many people on a daily basis go, Chaka? Chaka Khan. How many times you must be like... Hell. What do you... Well, you're on tour now, so I bet you're going to be very good, obviously. But when you do go on holiday, what do you like to drink? Do you have a cocktail that is like epitomises you?
Do you also like
Guinness?
Yeah, I love Guinness. Love Guinness. Cool. It depends where I am. If I'm in Ireland, I'll drink Guinness. If I'm in France, I'm going to drink a litre of wine a day.
Of course.
And then if I'm in Greece, I will drink 10 litres of beer per day.
Ouzo grappa?
Don't love an ouzo, I'll be honest with you. I kind of went off the ouzo because I had like 10 of them one evening. Aye. And then I just felt like licorice walking around. Like I felt like my pores smelled like aniseed because I was like, because it does make you very drunk. Ouzo makes you really drunk. Yeah.
Fucking grappa. Have you ever had grappa?
Oof. What's grappa?
Petrol. you have like the most delicious like Greek meal.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, would you like some grappa? You're like, oh yeah. And then all your taste buds are like, what a lovely meal. Then, why have you done this? You know, I don't know why. It's not, like limoncella, I get.
Love it.
It's like, oh, that's neither. But grappa is just...
Rotten.
Unleaded. Have you ever stayed in a hotel and you've gone, oh my God, see, Matt, you have done so well. I'm talking, have you got pillow menu, chocolate on your pillow, butler?
I don't think there's a lot of money in the CMAP budget for like a nice hotel working time, right? But I'll stay in a nice hotel on holiday time.
Yeah.
So like the Chateau was one of them.
It's a right passage for you. You're a rock star.
I had to do it. I was a rock star. I was going to throw a telly out the window and then I thought against it. But yeah, there's a couple of hotels in... Do you know what? I stayed recently in a hotel in the Scottish Highlands.
Oh.
And it was amazing. Now...
Is it the Five Arms?
No, it's the Whispering Pine Lodge. Whispering Pine Lodge. I just wanted to do a Scottish accent.
Oh, that's Scottish.
Yeah. Can you do a Scottish accent?
Right, hen. There's been a murder. Aye, that's right. I have to be quite melancholy. I can't be too excited.
Yeah.
It's got to be like got emphysema.
That's gone a bit Cheryl Cole.
You are right up my street.
You're right up my street.
Right up my street. Oh, love
her. Cheryl.
I love Cheryl.
No, tell us about why that hotel, the Western Pine Lodge. In
Whispering Pine Lodge.
Oh, sorry, Whispering.
It was nice because it had a four-poster bed, and I'd actually never ever had one of those before in my life.
That's luxury.
Yeah, it was lovely. And then when you're eating your breakfast, it's looking out on one of the locks. So you just like, you literally, the whole room is like glass and it's basically jutting out over a lock. So you're eating your scrambled eggs or whatever and you're looking at the most beautiful scenery you've ever seen in your life.
Oh.
And they're all near, it's kind of near Loch Ness. It's the next one down from Loch Ness, and then it's like a 20-minute drive to the Loch Ness tour because I wanted to go find the monster. That was my whole.
Did you find it?
Yeah, she's definitely there.
Oh,
100%.
Yes.
100 million percent. 100 million percent. I believe. Do you believe in the Loch Ness monster?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and the Yeti.
Nah,
Yeti.
That's fake. Yeti's
the
fake.
Fairy, yeah. What gives you the impression it's there? Have you seen like a
Because she's there. They've done radar. There's massive, massive yolks that are like 20 foot long, just swimming underneath the lock at all time, and it's a mix of fresh water and salt water, and it's brack, and no one can see it. So she's definitely there.
Yeah, anyway. See.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, that's right. So listen, you're 100 years old.
Yeah.
You've got all your faculties. Everything's fine. Don't worry. You're just there. You're in your wheelchair. You've got your blanket over your knee. Where do you want to be in the world?
I mean, this is quite sad, really, but I have thought about this, and my two answers would be like probably outdoors, outside of like a pub in Paris, looking out onto like one of the student squares where people are always fighting and like kissing and stuff, and just kind of sitting there for 12 hours a day. Or even easier, inside of a pub in Dunboyne, County Meath, the village, specifically Brady's, just like propped up in a corner, maybe in a bit of a glass case or something, with like Guinness being piped into
like
my veins.
Father Jack and Father Ted.
Yeah, just kind of in a corner and just watching everything. I think that's what I would want to do. I think I'd want to sit in a corner and just like watch like actual things going on.
Soaps on the telly or your homes under the hammer.
Or like nature. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not that interested in nature and like big wide. I like looking at people being drunk. And things.
Yeah. So you'd be there in a wheelchair in the corner just watching people fighting.
Yeah. Guinness on a drip into my veins because I can't swallow anymore. Just
please
like...
send us a photo of this.
Yeah. Will do.
Oh, there's C-Map.
Oh, remember.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Now, we're about to start our descent, so we've only got time now for quick fire round, okay? Mile high or I'm too shy? Have you ever joined the Mile High Club?
I am too shy. Not in a million years.
Okay. Tea bag or tequila?
Tequila.
Alcar or Alcatraz? Would you rather go to prison or go on holiday with Alan Carr?
Oh, I'd rather go on holiday with Alan Carr.
Right answer.
We'd have a nice time.
We would have such a fun time.
We'd have a nice time.
Mozzie Guard, no way, I'm too hard. Do you bother packing? Do you have like a little first aid kit with your pills and your Nurofen and your Mozzie spray? And
I have
that?
To have my like... thrush cream.
Okay.
You don't want to get stranded in a foreign country and get a yeast infection and then not be able to communicate it.
Well, I'll add that to my quick fire. Frush or no rush. No, what's it, frush? Don't rush. So funny. No, yeast. Not in the least.
In France, it's called like crème pour le vaginisme or
what?
Something like that. Yeah. I had to...
What's it called?
It's called like Crème pour le vaginisme.
It's the same as your Scottish accent. That's a good drag name.
Crème pour le vaginisme. Yeah.
Crème vaginisme. And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Are you a generous tipper or do you go, ha ha, never see you again, bye?
I am a generous tipper because I feel like I have a lot of Catholic guilt. And also, I used to work normal jobs.
I think if you've been a waiter or anything, you just do, don't you? It means a lot to you, doesn't it, when you skim.
And also, if you've been drinking at all, your empathy just comes in very intensely. Or my empathy comes in very intensely. And I'll just start crying and maybe be like, you're so brave. For working in Santorini. It's so hard. There's so many English people here. I'm so sorry. Here's 20 euro. Go get yourself a kebab. Yeah, so definitely a tipper, definitely.
Oh, thank you so much. If you'd like to go and collect your emotional baggage from the carousel.
Thank you.
I think I said baggage. So
it's correct.
Please collect your vagina from the carousel.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you, Seema. That was so much fun. Please go and check out her new album and her tour. She's an absolutely amazing performer. And we've got someone next week who's also got a Brit nomination. Two, in fact. Best group and best album. It's Alex James from Blur. Don't you miss it, remember, guys. Nice to have you.